a feeling to help people visualize, you know, gosh, I still don't understand, what is infrared? So I always use this example. When you go outside and you're outside and it's cloudy, you're kind of feeling like, ugh, you know, it's cloudy. It's, you know, it doesn't really matter the temperature. It's just, it's cloudy. And then all of a sudden that sun pops out and it just, it shines, and it shines directly on you. And you're like, oh God, that feels so good. That is infrared. That is the feeling of infrared, which is very different than if you walk outside and it's just really hot. You don't get that same sensation.
Welcome back to the Girlfriend Doctor Show. Today, I'm really going to talk about detoxification and the important things that we can do for our body to help support detoxification. One of the things that I even have at my desk in the office is a $3 product that can help you. It's a dry brush. Dry brushing can help support detoxification. And you do it from the lower extremities, from like your outwards, from your feet up towards your chest, from your fingers down towards your chest, face, neck, down towards your chest, and around each breast. And dry brushing just feels great. It feels great to do. Buy a couple when you buy one. That's my tip. Put one in the shower, because oftentimes you forget to do it before you go in the shower. And so it's not dry brushing, it's wet brushing, but it feels so amazing. It's invigorating and helps move lymphatics. And so part of hormone detox, and for my clients, it's part of the lymphatic support system, simple dry brushing. Another thing that's important is electrolytes. Plenty of water. The solution to pollution is dilution. That's what we learned as surgical residents as we're cleaning out our surgical site. Solution to pollution is dilution. So irrigation with lots of water. So drinking enough water, but high quality water, and then adding electrolytes to help support our energy body. And that can make a big difference. Another, of course, is sweating. Sweating, huffing and puffing. We detox through our mouth, through our skin. That is another source. And then, of course, healthy bowel function. I had a client back in this week who literally would only have a bowel movement every 3 to 4 days. And that had been going on for over 30 years. And she's young. She's only like late 30s, early 40s. And she said that was her normal. Sometimes she'd go a week without having a bowel movement and struggled with that. So I saw her back and she's having bowel movements at least once a day now. And that's, and she just feels so much better. And her mom was on the phone with me. And she says, you know, the things I've noticed is her moods improve. She no longer has stomach aches, but we move toxins out through our stool as well as through our urine. And a special thing that we have access to in many places, you may have access to an infrared sauna. I'm going to talk about the infrared sauna today and how sauna can help support detoxification. Again, getting toxins out through our skin, and specifically about infrared sauna today. I found that to be hugely beneficial. I sat in mine this morning for an hour. I wish I could say I did it every morning, but you know, if I get it once a week, it's still a bonus. It's still helpful to support detoxification, can definitely feel better and, you know, have more energy throughout the day as well as sleep better at night. But I'm not going to tell you any more about it. I want to bring on my guest today, who is Connie Zack. I've known her a long time, and I bought my Sunlight and Sauna from her. She and Sunlight and Sauna is a global leader in infrared light therapy and infrared sauna manufacturing. There are many different saunas out there, but we'll talk about why I chose this one and why I continue to recommend it. So we'll teach you a little bit about this today. I know clients who have started using saunas, infrared and otherwise, have felt a significant improvement. And certainly infrared technology and red light technology is taking on great steam, is becoming, you know, popular, especially in the biohacking fields, more so now than ever. So let me introduce to you Connie Zack. Welcome, Connie, to the Girlfriend Doctor Show. Welcome back, I should say. You guys, I'm going to link to her prior episode. Connie shares her story and what really got her into studying infrared with us in that episode. Well, I'm glad to have you back.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. It's good to see you. You look radiant, by the way.
Thank you. I was in your sauna for an hour this morning.
Well, there you go.
I was doing my work and my meditation and my kind of prep for the day. And yeah.
Well, yeah, it's a great place to habit stack and do prep work, meditate, deep breathing. You know, I do like a lot of intention settings. Yeah. So I'm glad to see that you're using it frequently.
Yes, I could use it more. Full disclaimer, I could use it more. And I was talking to my audience about detoxification, how important is detoxification for hormone balance, to decrease inflammation, to decrease pain, to help with hot flashes, mood swings, all of that is part of this. You know, detoxification is crucial. I always say I can't get someone's hormones better without healing the gut and getting them detoxing regularly. And so that led to sauna and sweating, like the benefits of sweating and the benefits of using sauna. And so I'd love for you to give us some background on that.
Sure. Okay. So infrared comes naturally from the sun, and it is the healing part of the sun's rays without the ultraviolet rays. And a lot of people try and figure out why or how is it different than just regular heat, what we call in our space traditional heat. And there's three different ways to think of it versus traditional heat. So first of all, the heat aspect, the heat from infrared is heated by the body itself. And so the wavelength goes into the body and it is absorbed into your water molecules. And so you get hot because your body is hot, has nothing to do with the air. Traditional heat, you get hot because the air is hot, because the heat stays in the air. So it's a big difference in the heat source. The second big, huge difference is infrared also embodies light energy. And we need light to function. I always think of, I am, you know, a solar panel. And so when I go outside, I'm just like, oh, like, you know, this is that light from the sun or the light from infrared is going to activate my water molecules and my mitochondria in my body. And it's going to give me more energy. And it's going to essentially make my cells perform at a higher resonance, at a higher level. That's different than traditional heat because you're getting the heat. So you get a different type of heat and you get a different type of light. And there's really essentially four different parts of the infrared spectrum, which is the next piece, is you get so much more from infrared because it's a broad spectrum of light. So there's four different aspects that we, that Sunlighten specializes in, which is far, mid, near, and red. And just quickly, I will say, because I could speak about this part, you know, forever, but far gut is absorbed into the water molecules. Its specialty is detox, which you just talked about. Mid infrared is a little bit hotter. Then far is the coolest of the wavelengths. Mid is a little bit hotter, so it doesn't go, it's not absorbed as deeply. It's tissues and muscles, great for muscle recovery, is great for fat loss as well and weight loss. And then near is invisible, and it's so hot that it can't be delivered via heat. You have to convert it to light emitting diodes or LEDs. And so we do that in our sauna. And then red light is right next to the invisible part. If you think about the rainbow, and you know from, you know, studying it in high school, you know, red is that the first part of the rainbow. It's right next to the invisible part, which is the near infrared that is invisible. You can't see, but red is right next door and you can see it. It's in the visible part of the spectrum and it has tremendous benefits for skin, for anti-aging. It can also help with fat loss. It can also help with brain and cognitive function, depression. I mean, there's a myriad of benefits that red and near both can help the body with, but there's no heat, which is important to mention. There's no heat in those two wavelengths. So you have two that have no heat and you have two that produce heat, and each one produces different benefits into the body.
And so the difference again between far infrared and the mid infrared?
Yeah, is that far is absorbed the deepest. So far, it's a cooler wavelength. And the best way, like my visual for this is that when wavelengths are cooler, they're longer and smoother, just like a dolphin, like it's just a just gentle, or like the ocean wave when it's just, it's very smooth wave. And your body needs it to be smooth and long to be absorbed deeply. And as the heat gets hotter, that movement gets shorter and choppier. So you think about like all of a sudden the ocean gets, you know, faster waves and it's harder for the body to receive them. So it all doesn't go as deep. So as far as how we feel, it feels different because it's not as hot and it's absorbed differently. So it works in completely different ways. There's some things that mid infrared is good for. There's some, you know, far is probably the most comprehensive because it's so amazing for detoxification and for cardiovascular benefits as well as depression. And I mean, the list goes anti-aging, it goes really long. And our bodies, as you know, there can be constrained because people don't take care of their gut, and FAR can really help contribute to a healthier gut. So that's the difference between the two wavelengths. One more thing I wanted to mention as far as a feeling to help people visualize, you know, gosh, I still don't understand, what is infrared? So I always use this example. When you go outside and you're outside and it's cloudy, you're kind of feeling like, ugh, you know, it's cloudy. It's, you know, it doesn't really matter the temperature. It's just, it's cloudy. And then all of a sudden that sun pops out and it just, it shines directly on you. And you're like, oh God, that feels so good. That is infrared. That is the feeling of infrared, which is very different than if you walk outside and it's just really hot. You don't get that same sensation.
I like that comparison. Then I was thinking while you were talking about the different light frequencies and that the infrared blocks out the UVA, UVB, you know, the sun rays. I'm like, oh man, but then we miss the opportunity for a tan in there. I mean, we're missing that opportunity. I'm telling
you. Yes. There's no tan.
No need for sunglasses in there.
And no need for sunglasses. No need. I mean, no tan. We're essentially, the reason we named ourselves Sunlighten is, you know, we're enlightening the body through bringing the sun inside.
Yeah. And now I'm trying to also understand. So the near infrared and then the red light, that combination, if you can go deeper into that, because I do get confused in this.
I know it is very confusing and I am studying it all the time and I'm continually learning more with different studies, but I get why it's confusing. So we'll talk about the two kind of together because they're so, so similar. Really, here's the differences first, and then we can go to what they're good for. So the difference between near and red is near is invisible and red's visible. Okay. So that's a very obvious difference. The other big, huge difference is that near penetrates at a deeper level. It goes deeper into the skin than red does. So they're different units of measurements. It's different frequencies, and which is the reason that we chose to work with near, gosh, was that 2010 when we launched Impulse, when we launched FAR, the only sauna that had FAR infrared, mid infrared, and near infrared on the market, which is 14 years ago. We chose the frequency of the invisible light because we worked with scientists that explained to us that light, the invisible light, goes the deepest. So you're getting the more skin repair, cell repair, most benefit into all the different functions of the cells with near infrared. Red light does have benefits as well. It doesn't go as deep. So for example, on the skull or the brain, there's tons of research on cognitive function with red light and near infrared. And as we study it more, the research is showing that near infrared is, if you're going to choose between one or the other for brain health, it's best to choose near infrared, because the skull is going to receive that light, it's going to go deeper. So it's going to activate the cells and change, alter the functions of the cells at a more effectively, more efficiently with near than red. So that's the difference between the two. So they are also in a class, this is important to mention if somebody wants to do research, they're in a class, another name called photobiomodulation or PBM, which is essentially, the definition is that you're taking photo, which is light, right? You're taking light to change or alter the cellular function. And you're doing that because basically whatever part of your body that you shine red light or near infrared on, it activates those cells because the mitochondria is going to be altered and it's going to get more ATP and you're going to produce more energy and it's going to change the cells. So it doesn't matter what cells they are. So essentially, it is so effective for enhancing your mitochondrial energy throughout your entire body. So it helps with cellulite because of the way it enhances. It helps with hair loss, which is maybe important for people.
For the red light and near infrared both?
Yes, both red and near. But they both, this is important, they both are beneficial for 95% of everything. You're not compromising one or the other. They're both very effective. It's just whether you want, it's, you know, aesthetically, you want to shine a red light or you want to near. What's nice is in Impulse, you get both, our new smart sauna. And that's the ideal. The ideal is you get both because then you don't have to choose, you know, and you get they're both, there's some data on synergistic effects that you're enhancing because you're getting a different depth of penetration. You're getting a different power to your cells when you have both. So that is totally the ideal. But I think there's cognitive function. Let's see, there's neuroprotection, you know, anti-aging, wound healing is huge, muscle recovery, athletes. We have a wand. Yeah, we were talking about this before. This is called the Lumineer. And a lot of the athletes will take the wand and they'll put it right on their knee or their ankle or, you know, their shoulder, wherever they're having pain, because it quickly reduces the pain. And it takes the cells and repairs them because your mitochondria, which is the most important parts of your cells, right, is working really hard to get more energy and to change the cells so that they get back to normal cells.
I love it.
That's a long answer.
Yeah, no, that's perfect. That's helping me clarify. Now, like if you look on the market, there's all kinds of saunas. There's all kinds of red light therapies. Like we're talking about red light for hair growth, for scalp, for facial, you know, improving collagen production and reducing fine lines and wrinkles. And so like, how do we choose? Like, how do we know what to look for exactly?
Yeah, well, essentially, here's the scoop. Here's a financial hack. If you already have impulse, like forget even the smart sauna, because before we introduced the smart sauna, we had far infrared, mid infrared, and near infrared. If you happen to have that sauna, you're getting enough. You don't need to add. There is no additional, because you're getting it all in there. Does that make sense? Because near and red do the same thing.
Yeah.
They're the same wavelength. You don't need to add on a separate session of red light to get separate things because you're getting it all with near infrared. In fact, you're getting better skull for your skull with near infrared than you are for red light. So it's nice if you're going to add on and have red with near because of getting both. So the blend of two.
The synergistic effect.
Just correct.
Enhance
right, them. Because you're getting one, if you can just kind of think about the skin, the epidermis, and you know, one, the near infrared that's going deeper, and then the red that doesn't go as deep. So if you just kind of like picture, like it's important, obviously, for the areas where you want the deeper penetration for the near, but you're also getting two levels of power. You're boosting your power to your cells when you have both of them, if that makes sense. But if you just have a red light device, you don't have everything else, you're really shortchanging. You're short because far infrared does so much more for detox and for your heart, you know, because we're right now, you know, in the heart, you know, part of the month and the season.
Seriously, all the light spectrums can feel so overwhelming, but we know it helps with beauty. It helps with anti-aging and longevity. It helps with detoxification, you know, liver support, helps with hair growth. And so the spectrums make a big difference. And the thing is like when we're, you know, looking at light in general, and I talk to clients about circadian reset, how important that is for their hormones. And I was an OBGYN. Connie, you know this. I was an OBGYN solo practice as an obstetrician and gynecologist, but delivering babies, even 23 babies a month. I mean, I rarely slept a whole night through, which, you know, at the time I didn't realize how damaging that was to my body. So for our shift workers and in general, just with, you know, parents with young kids, sleep disruption is a real thing. So resetting the circadian rhythm and light comes into play a lot with that. And I was in my office yesterday with a client and I was talking about, you know, I think it was one of the missing links in her weight loss resistance and in getting her hormones really optimized. And we talked about circadian reset and found out that because of an eye condition she'd had as a young girl, she was told to always wear sunglasses outside in the sun or you will go blind. And so I said, well, you need a new eye doctor and we need to really evaluate that and see what we can do. And then I talked to her about orange light glasses and red light filtering glasses and how important it is, even if you can go outside and you can't open, she can't even, like sitting in my office with the curtains up in my office, just regular outdoor light, she had a hard time. So I was like, that is a significant sign of vitamin D deficiency. And she's had an incredibly hard time boosting up her vitamin D levels. So all of that adds, of course, to weight loss resistance issues and these problems. So I was like, okay, well, let's look at different light bulbs you can get for your house. Let's work on way to wake up in the morning with light in your room and, you know, get the sun spectrum in, and then how we can change that. I really feel like that is a huge, I mean, that's been the block, the huge roadblock in her health. So I'd love for you to talk about this in a way that I can understand it.
Yeah. So she should, just thinking of her specifically, I would love to see her get a sunlight tint that has all four wavelengths, right? Because FAR is going to provide that light that's converted into heat. It's going to heat up her core. It's going to essentially activate her mitochondria and her water molecules and get everything moving. You know, mid is going to make her a little bit hotter. It's going to help with the muscles. And then near and red light are going to provide that light energy, you know, for cellular repair and for anti-aging. And it's really going to help activate. That's kind of how I think of it, is because it, back to my analogy of the solar panel, right? Is that we have to receive light into our bodies to make them perform at the optimal levels. I mean, it's not like a luxury. It's, if you think back, you know, historically to before there were alarm clocks and before there were, you know, all those things. I mean, people woke up when the sun was up and they went to bed when the sun went down. It's just a very simple practice. So sun comes up, we should get up, you know, and you should connect with that sun. If you can't, you know, go outside, infrared, receiving infrared constitutes for about roughly 55% of the rays that come from the sun are in the infrared spectrum. So it's a little bit of a hack, you know, to have it, to get inside your infrared sauna and start to, you know, receive that light energy and heat energy to activate your cells and to get everything moving. I mean, the other thing that we haven't really talked about is that would help her too, is the significant increase in blood flow and the significant increase in oxygenation to the muscles and the tissues in the brain. You know, that helps set your circadian rhythm, right? So, because a lot of people use exercise as a way to do that, you know, it's first thing, and that gets everything moving. And infrared is an exercise mimetic, or, you know, it copies, infrared copies what exercise does for the body in a passive way. So that's something that she could do, and I would highly recommend it. She's going to feel that difference in the blood flow. I mean, studies show that a normal body, infrared will can double or even triple the blood flow and circulation with just a little bit of far infrared. There's studies in Japan where people used infrared for only 15 minutes for two times a week, and it significantly helped keep them out of the hospital and actually contributed to fewer deaths as opposed to people who didn't use far infrared. So lots of reasons to get an infrared.
Yeah, yeah. I'm definitely going to talk to her about it. And also, is there a good time, like, is there a better time of day, you know, to use the sauna? I know in general, when you have time, but other than that, if we were optimizing our habit stacking schedules before workout, after workout, morning, evening.
Yeah. So the answer is clinically, it's personal preference. That's the answer. Clinically, it's personal preference. However, I've found with a lot of people that I've talked to over the years, the morning, especially going back to that hormone balance and their circadian reset and getting your body in the same cycle. So that's kind of like what we do with our babies, right? Like this is your area of expertise and, you know, you have these cycles, you know, that you do, you know, before bed, you know, I mean, everybody's different, but, you know, bath, you know, read, sleep, I mean, whatever the cycle is. And that's what the baby knows. Okay, now it's time to sleep. So I find, because it's an exercise mimetic for me, it's better in the morning because it gets me going and it activates my brain's clear. I mean, I have the clearest brain when I'm inside my sauna, and I have the most energy when I'm inside my sauna. And so I like to have that so that I can recharge it. I'm so motivated to go about my day and tackle all the different things and projects that I have in front of me if I do it in the morning. So that's my personal preference. Some people like to do it before to bed just because it like clears their brain from maybe a bad day and it kind of resets and it helps. Or if they've had a day full of inflammation, because that's the other thing about the different wavelengths, is each wavelength reduces inflammation at a different level in the body. So far infrared, you know, activates the inflammation gene at a different level than mid-infrared, than near-infrared. So, you know, if you have a lot of inflammation, a lot of pain, you know, it may be best to do it at night so that you sleep, you know, really well. Mm-hmm. So it's, again, personal preference. My personal preference, Connie Zack, is in the morning. And then I have it stacked with setting my day intentions or preparing for whatever I have going, because you can get all the beautiful benefits of the heat and light energy and then also get prepared for whatever is in front of you.
And then, and many gyms, you guys, many gyms have saunas if you can't get a personal one, but Connie does have an offer for us, that like generous offers that you can order. And I have a clients have very, very happy clients that order from Sunlighten. But talk to your gym too. Many of them have saunas, convince them to get the Sunlighten Impulse and to get the, you know, the extra, those four really beautiful aspects of light frequencies in. I know my gym in Dallas, Ritual One Yoga, has three of those Sunlighten saunas. The gym that I currently am going to does not have it. And I'm talking to them in their remodel stage. I'm like, okay, they've got a sauna, but it's not using all the technology that Connie's has. So, you know, we pay for those memberships. So they've listened to us. So, yeah. And definitely encourage that, especially as we're working through, you know, injuries, working with metabolism, I mean, for many reasons. Okay. Then I have another question, Connie, is that if I use it five times a week versus once a week, is it exponential benefit? I mean,
yes, the more you use it, the better, because you're getting the activation of your cells, you're getting the reduction of inflammation, you're getting the increased blood flow, you're getting the clarity of your brain, you're getting a better skin, no matter which sauna that you receive. And I know we're short on time, so I do want to mention for those individuals that maybe can't get Impulse, because it's, you know, it's significant if you're getting all four wavelengths. We do have a portable unit, the Sunlighten Solo. So, you know, I can leave my information just if people have further questions too at the end of this. If people are, you know, trying to decide which, what is the best fit for them, I'm happy to do that and guide them through, because we do have four different series. So we have, you know, far infrared portable, far infrared wooden, and then a broad spectrum, and then Impulse, which has all four. And I'm happy to guide. I can give you my email now, or I can put it on the chat, whatever is best. So right now it's CZAK. So C as in Connie, and then ZACK is my last name, at sunlighten.com. Happy to answer questions. You know, just be patient with me is my only request, and to guide you through, because it's a lot, you know, I mean, it's a lot of information. It can be complicated depending on what you're looking for. The best advice is to get started. And even if you can only do it once a week, start doing that, because you will for sure find more times. And even if you only do it for 15 minutes, that's okay. It's better to do it for 15 minutes, you know, four times a week, than one time for 30 minutes, because, you know, every time you're in there, that energy is helping your body be healthier. And then, you know, the detox, which is huge. We didn't talk specifically about all the detox benefits, but far infrared is amazing for removing toxins from your body at the cellular level.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I appreciate you giving your email too. You guys, just to heads up you, we get over 60,000 downloads a month. So, but you guys reach out to Connie. That's what I did when I was like, okay, which one do I get? And then also the website's very good and helpful. And Connie, is there a discount code that they can use?
They will give them up to $600 off, but we want them to mention Dr. Kabeca. So that's really, that's probably the most important thing that I said on this whole podcast, is you have to clarify your code in order to give the discount, because this is exclusively for your listeners. My email is exclusively for your listeners. So I just want to, you know, be there for a resource, and I may, you know, guide you to other people, but at least, like, you know, you may just have one quick question and I can just, you know, solve it really quickly. And I get that it can be confusing, and I don't want it to be. I want you to be super excited and motivated and fired up to get started on your wellness journey with Sunlight and Infrared.
Thank you, Connie. Thanks for being here with us today. And I think I just need to, that, you know, you need to hear it. Okay. Just even 15 minutes, four times a week, better than an hour, one time a week. I mean, just to the consistency of habit stacking. One thing I talk about on the Girlfriend Doctor Show is that habit stacking. Okay. What are we doing for our morning rituals, our evening rituals? Like you mentioned, you know, bed, book, and bath routine that we have for our kids. And then what is our routine for ourselves that are triggering our, you know, our physiology to shut down, versus be, you know, wide open still at 10 o'clock at night and unable to get to sleep, or waking up at 3 or 4 in the morning. You know, these modalities can really help. So detoxification is a really big process, and an investment into an infrared sauna, I recognize, is a very big investment. Investing into our health is, it's crucial. And always, I love the Arabian proverb that says, when you have your health, you have 1,000 wishes. When you don't have your health, you have but one. And that's for your health. So thank you guys for being here on the Girlfriend Doctor Show today. Check out Sunlight and Sauna and reach out to Connie with questions. Reach out to me and my team. We're very helpful and can connect you to the right people. And check out and see the portable unit. I have a friend who got the portable unit and she just loves it. So, and all her family sneaks in there. So think about what's your next right step in health. Definitely detoxification. What are you doing for detox today? I love being your girlfriend doctor. Till next time.